and then never squared away again. Apparently, old Marine pants looked just like new Ralph Lauren pants. Not that Reacher cared what pants looked like, but $5 was an attractive price. His off-duty t-shirts were old army items, gone pale with washing. Only his jacket was definitively non-military. It was a tan denim Levi's item. He changed and packed the rest of his stuff into a duffel and a suit carrier, which he heaved out to the curb, where a black Chevy Caprice was parked. The key was in. Reacher headed out towards McLean, Virginia. The corporate park was one of many, all of them the same, two- and three-building campuses spreading outward across empty land. Reacher found the right place and pulled in, past a sign that said, Educational Solutions Incorporated. Parked at the door were two more Chevy Caprices. One was black and one was navy blue, each one with two more antennas than a person needed for listening to the ball game. The black car had short needles, and the blue car had longer whips, two separate organizations. Interagency cooperation. Reacher parked alongside and left his bags in the car. He went in to an empty lobby. There was a door marked Office and a door marked Classroom, which Reacher opened. There was a chalkboard at the head of the room and 20 college desks in four rows of five. Sitting on two of the desks were two guys, both in suits. One suit was black and one suit was navy blue. They were about Reacher's own age. The one in the black suit was pale with dark hair, worn long for a guy with a government car. The one in the blue suit was pale, with colorless hair buzzed short. Reacher stepped in, and they both turned to look. The dark-haired guy said,
Who are you?
Reacher said,
That depends on who you are.
Your identity depends on mine,
whether I tell you or not.
The guy said, You're in a classroom with representatives of two different government agencies at Cooperation School, where they're going to teach us all about how to get along with other organizations. Please don't tell me you're from one of them.
Military police, Reacher said. But don't worry. I'm sure by 5 o'clock we'll have plenty of civilized people here.